Pardon, j'ai pas mis mon.
Sorry, I hadn't my mic on. I thank the representative of Panama for her comments. Just on the issue of the environment, we've included language on the environment in various actions where relevant. That would seem to conclude my list of speakers for section two. So we can now move to section three of the document. This section three covers two aspects. First of all, universalization of the convention and its norms. As you all know, and as has already been said by some this morning, universalization is one of the main challenges that the CCM needs to address. The figure remains far below that of the Dubrovnik Action Plan, which was of 130 states parties by the Second Review Conference. The progress still to be achieved is therefore important. It's clear that universalization must be an important priority for the coming actions. This is reflected in Action 10. And in order to base ourselves on the necessary experience in adopting the measures necessary to address universalization, I've invited coordinators following the first preparatory meeting, the coordinators on universalization, Chile and the Philippines, to identify specific activities which need to be achieved. These are transcribed in the working paper, in working paper number 8, which they've prepared. It's on the UNODA website. Moreover, as regards the number and the scope of these measures, we believe it's probably timely to include them in a specific decision and not directly in the action plan. At this point, I'd like to give the floor to the representative of Chile as coordinator on universalization for her to present this working document. Thank you. You have the floor.